What's going on, you guys? It's Thomas, C. Franklin, 1155. Sorry, it's been a while. Had a lot going on, but to touch bases on the current wrestling situations, I'd have to see. I think it was Extreme Rules and Battleground and Great Balls of Fire. They seem to be pretty decent, but. I honestly think they could have been a little bit better. We started to see this thing with Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman and Samoa Joe and you know, Brock Lesnar, of course, Paul Heyman, and it's just I don't know. It's getting a little boring. Paul Heyman was talking about if Brock Lesnar loses, that he's going to leave the WWE, but yet he's still banned from UFC. And I know that they're doing little things online about John Jones is calling Brock Lesnar out, which I don't know if it's true or not, but I hope Brock stays in the WWE. I know they're talking about CM Punk could be, he could be having one more match in the UFC. I don't think Dana White really wants him there. I think he didn't get what he thought he was going to get. But to me, CM Punk is a very, very competitive guy. I'm a fan of his, and I can't wait to see him back in the wrestling ring if he decides to come back. I don't know if he and Triple H can work that out. I know that him and Vince, I think, are on pretty good terms. At least they're talking, as far as I know. But back to the Universal title, which to me, that belt doesn't really mean anything to me. I think that the four guys that they have involved with it will keep attention on their title because of who they are. I like three out of the four. Nothing against Roman Reigns. I'm just not a fan of his. And I think they pushed him a little too hard and, you know, just try to push him down our throat when we're trying to get used to him and everything. And it was just a little too much. I don't think he has good mic skills. I wasn't pleased with the fact that he defeated The Undertaker, but I know The Taker's a loyal guy and that he you know, rolled over for him. I know it's fine because it's Taker. So anything he decides, you know, I'm a loyal fan of his too. I won't, you know, ever go against Undertaker. That's one of the best big men you're ever going to find in the business, if not the best. As far as Brock Lesnar, I just wish he would wrestle more. This part-time thing, you know, he's not even doing anything like John Cena's doing, hosting little shows or doing movies or commercials or whatnot. So Cena has a reason to be a part-timer, but Brock isn't really doing anything else. I don't think anybody wants to touch him right now because of the ban that he has against UFC. And plus, he's not really, he may be contract obligated where he can't do anything else. I'm not for sure on that. But I do know that he is a presence. He's a force to be reckoned with. And he's beaten Samoa Joe this past week, I think a couple of days ago, from what I saw online in a house show in Detroit. He beat him there. And it wasn't televised, but fact is, he beat him. So some people are going to see that, and they're going to know that. So whenever you go back to Michigan, a lot of people that came to that house show are going to remember him already losing. So to me, the entertainment value goes down because now you're able to have the access of finding out things before they happen with the online thing. People are leaking information. And back when I was coming up in the 80s and watching the Attitude Era, you really didn't know. So when Mick Foley was going to win the title that night and they announced it on WCW Nitro, to me it was like a middle finger salute from WCW to WWE. And he did go ahead and win the belt, but it's like Bobby Heenan saying, when you take the suspense out of it, when you take who's going to win out of it, it's boring. At least back then, we never knew. You were on the edge of your seats, literally, waiting to see who was going to win. You didn't know which way it was going to go. Just like in WrestleMania 6 with Hulk Hogan against the Ultimate Warrior. You didn't know who was going to win. The first time two babyfaces ever main event. The biggest event of the year. And they did it, you know. I honestly think WrestleMania should be around about Christmas time. That way you can see the guy that talked all the crap through the year. Or the guy that defeated a lot of people through the year. At the end, we can see who's the best too. And who's going to be with you. The best man, and who's going to hold that title, who's going to represent the company going into the following year. That to me would be better, but you do it at the beginning of the year, right about end of March, early April. This guy still got what? 7 to 8 more months to talk crap. So, I mean, it's just, it's a way of design, but it's always been in the early part of the year. So I can't really, you know, it's just my opinion. I wish it was like that, where you can see, you know, who really is the best, who can talk that crap, because he backed it up for the whole year. But I honestly feel that Brock Lesnar is he's a fighting champion when he is defending the title. But I just want to see more of him. I think a lot of fans do, because we're all getting the, you know, the we're getting the back end of it. We're not really getting the money's worth. And like I said, you get tired of seeing these four. Even though Samoa Joe's the latest one to get in that scenario, it's just not the same. You know what I mean? And I think Joe, out of those four, should get the belt. Strowman should have, because he's already beefing with Brock. They've already had some meetings in the past already. But I don't think he's ready yet. I think he's still a little green. And that's the reason why they haven't put a strap on him yet. But he's a presence to be reckoned with. Because if you notice, you know, Kane's doing this political thing in Knoxville, in the state of Tennessee, where I'm from. And if that falls through for him, then he won't be in wrestling for a while. So Strowman is the big man right now. You know, Cass is okay, but he can't touch Strowman as far as strength. And those, you know, matches that he's having with Big Show, and Big Show's on his way out. I think he's going to put him over, but he needs to put Strowman over. Strowman is the next big man that can dominate. He just needs to work on his footwork a little bit more. He needs to, if he can, put some speed behind it. He's a big man, but he needs speed, you know. Kane and Undertaker could move. Sid Vicious, they could move. But guys like Dan Spivey and Kevin Nash, Big John Studd, Andre the Giant, those big men, those giants, they were a little slower in the ring, but once they got their hands on you, they made you pay the price. You know what I mean? So it just depends on the athlete himself. And I think Strowman, like I said, he's a hell of an athlete. He's intimidating, man. Big, strong, young guy, and he's ready. We just need an old school guy, a big man like Sid Vicious or Kevin Nash, Dan Spivey, to work with him, to help him on some things that he's lacking right now. His mic skills are getting better. His presence is just, you know, when you see him, it's like, damn, you're in awe. And you look at this guy's younger than you think. He's just so damn big. He has the strength. I mean, he's throwing guys around, and he's very entertaining to see. I guess to jump over to Samoa Joe now. Now, I followed Joe from TNA days when he first came in to when he got to NXT, which to me, he shouldn't even shot the NXT. Guys like him, Bobby Roode, you know, they should have went straight over there just like AJ did, because they were championship quality. They're awesome competitors. You know, Kevin Owens, all those guys. But Joe has a style that all the Samoans that came across, he has he's like a mat wrestler. Most of them are like Superfly Jimmy Snuka, may he rest in peace. A high flyer. You know, even Rikishi, we used to come off the top rope back in the day when he was a little lighter than what he was before they even remember him, when he was Fatu with the Samoan SWAT team, and when he was with the Headstringers. He would come off the top rope like it's nothing. That's why it's so easy for his sons to do it. They're so much lighter than he was, but they get that from him. Those Samoan wrestlers are known for their high flying and their strength, especially with Umaga and the May He Rest in Peace and Big Rosie, May He Rest in Peace. But, you know, Roman Reigns has some styles, but Samoa Joe is just a different dude. He's a beast, man. He can go. I love watching him. AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, I love watching their matches. Those guys get in there and they wreak havoc. They kick ass. I mean, they put asses in seats. You want to see what they're going to do. That's what I like about them, because they bring that suspense to their matches. You don't know what they're going to do. Kind of like with Triple H. Well, you knew eventually the sledgehammer was going to come out, but just how much was he going to take before he got to that point? And I used to love watching that. That's what keeps me in the seat. You know, if I'm watching it at home or I'm there live, that's what keeps me entertained, seeing what's going to happen. Seeing this man get beat, beat, and beat, and all of a sudden he gets it back, and then he just gets that momentum. It was great to see that. It went from Macho Man to Hogan to Ultimate Warrior to the Attitude Era with Austin, Rock, Triple H, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels. You know what I'm saying? It was cool to see how it changed over to different guys that kept that momentum going and took it up even further. You know, Cena's in that equation. I'm not a fan of his, but you got to respect him. That man has done it 16 times. But the last time he won the title and Randy Orton, the 13th time and 16th time, it was just bland. Nobody really recognized it and give these guys the true recognition that they deserve. So, but anywho, back to Samoa Joe. He's like a technician. He gets on the mat. He can do all kinds of submissions. He can jump from the top rope. He's strong. I've seen him pick up a lot of guys and put them in moves that you wouldn't think were possible. And he makes it look so easy. His adrenaline is rushing him so hard that he's just jacked. He's ready. So I would love to see the belt around his waist. And I know one day he's going to get it. But I just wish that they left it World Heavyweight Champion, WWE Champion, because that Universal title, it looks like a toy. It doesn't really mean anything. But the reason it has significance is because of the guys that's surrounding it right now. The ones that are fighting for it and the man that's defending it. That's the reason why the title was important. But with AJ having the U.S. belt and Miz having the Intercontinental title, those two guys bring prestige back to the two titles that you had to have in order to be the number one contender. You don't have to be either champion to take on the champion. And Samoa Joe fits in that equation because he's tired of being put on the back burner, which he should be, you know. Because if you take him out, you got to put Seth Rollins in that mix. If you take Strowman out, you got to put Dean Ambrose in there. So it's only select a few that can fit in those slots. And I've always been a Raw fan because Raw was the first one before SmackDown. So for me, I really wanted to just change. I want the writers to do a better job. I wish that they would bring a TV title in where a guy could go on all three brands and just defend the title. Like WCW used to have. At least you saw a champion defending the title every week. It was good to see that, but you don't have it now. So, you know, having a lightweight or a cruiserweight title, really, you know, it's cool to see, but to me it's not as important because you don't have that many cruiserweights. So, I mean, you could have that division all damn day, but WCW had some of the best cruiserweights back in the day when they had Nitro and Thunder. It was great seeing Rey Mysterio, Chris Benoit, Dean Malenko, Chris Jericho. Those guys all became champions, except for Malenko, which he could have. But when you see guys like that in a division like that because they were smaller, but then go to another place, the biggest place of the industry, and be champion, it's a great thing to see. So for me, I take my hat off to those guys because they dominated in that genre. But we'll see what happens, what the writers can do, what they will do. And just for me, it's still entertaining. I watch it to keep current, you know, but I like the old school. I'm looking at some old school stuff right now with Dan Spivey and Mike Rotunda against the Hart Foundation, Jim Neidhart and Bret Hart. That's when Bret Hart and Jim Neidhart, before they went to the pink, were wearing the teal and black. So it was just to see how they wrestled. Everybody was more mat. It wasn't that many guys high-flying. So Snooker can dominate. Or Ricky the Dragon Steamboat could dominate that era. So these guys I'm mentioning now have their own ways about them. And that brings me to Roman Reigns. He's I think he's a better wrestler than his brother, Rosie. May you rest in peace, which that was sad, just like Umaga. Because they're 3 men in water, man. Those are some big boys, and they're doing some dangerous moves to be big men and made it look so damn easy. And it was great watching those guys do that. But they're gone now. And whatever pain they were feeling, they're not feeling it anymore. That's what's important. But for me, Roman Reigns, I think, was the weakest link out of the Shield. Ambrose is more like the brawler, and I think Seth Rollins is more of the wrestler. But they all have their own style. But to me, I didn't really like seeing a guy that's supposed to be the muscle of the group have the other two guys pick a guy up and set his legs on the shoulders and they help you do a powerbomb on the guy that you're capable of picking up. I grew up looking at guys like Sid Vicious, who was the master of the powerbomb in the U.S. when he went to Japan and saw the move and brought it back here. He even did it before Vader, before Nash. He did the best when he had the fall away, dropping down to one knee. He and Dan Spivey did it the same way, just being the original skyscrapers. Then once he went solo, that's when Mean Mark Callis came in, which is the Undertaker, Mark Calloway. He joined up with Spivey, and they became the second skyscrapers. So, not to get off anything, but Undertaker and Sid Vicious were never a tag team. But back in those days, if you watched those early NWA, WCW days, Sid was agile. He would throw you in the corner and jump up just as high as Sting, if not higher, and hit you with his shoulder. It was just a little shoulder tackle he would do. And then he'd do the little helicopter spin and just throw your ass halfway across the ring. But with The Undertaker going to WWE in 89 and him being agile, Vince didn't want another guy like that. So he had to make Sid like a monster and make Nash more like a bouncer with no agility. And that's what you got from that. You got three great big men, which Sid should be in the Hall of Fame. Hopefully he gets in there 2018. I hope that he does. But while they're still here, you need their help. Those three guys I just mentioned can work with Strowman and show him some stuff because they have the height, the size. They may not have the weight, but they can show him how to execute moves. Kevin Nash said it best. You need a big man to turn a big man. And back to Roman Reigns, I'm just, like I said, I'm so used to seeing those kind of guys pick up a guy in a move that he was known for with the Shield. When they helped me pick you up, it was a turnoff to me. And he would, you know, with the little stupid noise he made, throw his arms back with his wet hair and all that crap, looking like he had just did something, but you had these other two guys just drop a guy down. When they powerbombed Ryback's punk ass through the announce table, it just looked so damn soft. He just like rolled off of it. I know it's written and it's entertainment. It's professional wrestling to me, but make it look like it hurt how it used to be from the 70s, 80s, and all the 90s and early 2000s before it turned into what we have now. Because it doesn't look like, it didn't look like it hurt him. And of course, he had to be this big, rough Goldberg Ultimate Warrior type guy, which he wasn't on either one of those levels. But to have it go the way that it went, and Reigns is supposed to be the muscle, he had a lot of support from Rollins and Ambrose. So when those two guys turned, you see they've been, all three of them have been successful. All three of them have been champion. You can't take that away from them. But it's just better. He needs a little bit more guidance. He needs to work with someone that's like he needs a Jericho to help him on the mic. And someone similar to his size would be, I think a DDP or a Scott Hall could really help him out as far as like how to throw his punches. Goldberg could really help him on his spear. Goldberg and Rhino. The Superman punch, I really don't care for that move. It's still stupid to me. But like I said, I'm not a fan of the man, but he's in there doing things that the human body's not supposed to experience. So I can't take that away from him. I'm not disrespecting him. I'm just not a fan. That's all I'm saying. I don't know him personally. Never met him. I don't care either way if I meet him or not, you know, at a live event. Like I said, I'm not going to write something on the poster to bash him or anything like that. I'm just not a fan. And he understands that, being a man, because you're going to get booed and people do actually say things to these wrestlers outside of the ring and try to challenge them. From the stories you hear about Haku and Rick Rude and the Road Warriors, everything they have to deal with people, or you really like that. And you got somebody who wants to challenge you when you just want to get away from the ring, enjoy your beer and your meal with your family, and somebody's being a jerk about it. So you do need to learn some type of skills to defend yourself, because you never know what a stranger's capable of doing. That's just reality. But I think Reigns needs a little bit more guidance. He and Strowman do. That's why I say I would like to see the belt around Samoa Joe's waist. But this topic was about the Universal title. Sorry it was gone away for so long, but I some other things to deal with. But Austin's getting his end together, and we'll be both joining up, hopefully doing it through Skype and Twitter, where we can visit with you guys and just talk about, you know, current things. He'll be talking mostly about the current, and we'll both be talking about the old school. So, y'all have a good rest of the work week. Thank you for joining me, and I'll be back with some more news. We'll see about SmackDown tonight and what's happening this weekend, and try to talk about 205, what that little show is about, because there's something on the network, and it seems to be okay, but it's a lot of people that I don't really follow on there. So, if you know anything about it, you want to drop a line or whatever, feel free to do so. And we'll talk about some things we've seen online, such as I think somebody may have just been playing, but they want to pull the plug with Raw SmackDown and have this on the network. I don't really agree with that, because a lot of people in certain areas can't get cable. I mean, believe it or not, some people can, because towers aren't everywhere. You know, you go out in the desert, your cell phone's not going to work. So it's the same thing with reception as far as with your television. So anyway, y'all have a good rest of the work week, like I was saying. Take care. God bless. And we'll visit again.